Hello again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 138 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. It follows the format of that great historical series of Mr. Frank Fitzsimmons, so we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Today, the battle over what we now call Four Seasons Boulevard that went on for 12 long, argumentative months. To set the stage for you, what was originally proposed by the state in 1963 was to be only a widening of U.S. 64 East down to Mud Creek, and then permitting two-way traffic on 7th Avenue to continue, and also to extend 6th Avenue to Mud Creek from the top of the hill where it had terminated before, down to the creek. After the city strenuously objected to the surface crossings proposed, the State Highway Commission responded 2 years later with a totally new plan calling for a brand new highway to be built on the alignment we know today as Four Seasons Boulevard. The road would be elevated through the floodplain to permit crossing during flood times, and with a 22-foot high bridge crossing the railroad for both east and westbound traffic. That plan had hardly been unveiled when property owners and merchants organized on 7th Avenue, and in a letter signed by 34 business people, advised the city of their active opposition and demanded that the city go back to the original plan. The city simply mailed a letter to the Highway Commission. On August 6th, W.F. Babcock, who had become the administrator of the State Highway Commission, in a response to the 7th Avenue business people, advised in a letter to the city that the commission had studied and restudied the project and basically could find no reason to alter their position, and they would favor building the new boulevard. Later in August, 14th Division Highway Commissioner Curtis Russ spoke to a joint meeting of City Council and the Planning and Zoning Board, and while he saw nothing wrong with reconsideration, he warned that if for any reason it now becomes necessary for this plan to go back for more study, you will lose the priority which you now enjoy, and I-26 could be in use for a number of years with no access from the interstate into town except over existing unpaved streets and unimproved streets. The opposition continued to hammer away at Mayor Edwards and the City Council until on March 10, 1966, the city caved in and asked for the Highway Commission to do another study. The opposition had even brought in a number of churches who were said to be opposed to the new Four Seasons Boulevard. City Council was told that the Grace Lutheran Church, the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian Church, and the Methodist Church were all opposed to this new plan. The next day, the Reverend Walter Lee Lanier of the Methodist Church emphatically denied that the church was opposed to the plan. He says it has not even been discussed. Reverend John Hahn of the Lutheran Church said, "No one in my congregation has even so much as mentioned this to me, and no one has the authority of our church to take a position in this matter." Reverend Howard Lane of the Catholic Church had no comment. A spokesman for the Catholic school said simply, they wanted a bypass of all the traffic east-west around Hendersonville. They were opposed to both plans. Well, at this time I was succeeded by Frank Todd as chairman of the Planning and Zoning Board after I'd resigned to become chairman of the Upper French Broad Commission. And the day after it was announced, the city had reversed itself again and was asking the Highway Commission for still another study. Todd issued a firm statement saying the council had not consulted with him in any way. Council had not even discussed the matter with the planning board. And he said, quote, our board is not connected in any way with the action taken by city council last night. The Chamber of Commerce reaffirmed its solid support for the new boulevard. The J.C.'s March 16th passed a resolution urging the city to proceed on with the boulevard. And when informed of the action of City Council, Curtis Russ simply said, if there are further delays on the Hendersonville project, the Highway Commission will consider shifting funds set up for the Hendersonville project to one where local cooperation would be 100%. He said, asking for another study is simply marking time. By May 25th, the 7th Avenue group was armed for bear. They were being led by the prominent attorney and former State Highway Commissioner, former chairman of the State Highway Commission, L.B. Prince, who prepared a position paper for the group. He had blistering criticism of the Highway Commission. He accused the Chamber of Commerce with thoughtless meddling, making a feasible solution impossible. Well, throughout the day, Mayor Edwards talked to a number of people, and it was obvious when the meeting opened that night that the city had experienced a bellyful. And the mayor asked for and received a unanimous vote from city council for approval of the new connector, and then advised the jam-packed crowd the issue was ended. The new road would cost, just in the city, $650,000. Normally, the city would be expected to pay a half, but Commissioner Russ said because of the unusual circumstances involving the railroad, the city would pay less than $100,000, and that could be paid for in installments. Memories of this seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with the job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.